Hi, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with Avert?
Yes, it is.
Hi, Avert. My name is Tyler. I'm the specialist in the department here that handles product details and pricing. How's your day going today, sir?
Pretty good.
Very good. Well, happy Wednesday to you overall here. I know you were speaking with Tara. She's one of our mapping coordinators for the department. She brought me on the line so I can go over the rate reduction with you. But before I just start hitting you with the numbers, did you have any questions in regards to the program, like maybe details of how it works or what we're going to be doing for you, aside from hearing just the pricing?
I guess it's probably pretty straightforward, I think, with advertising. I mean,
Absolutely. Well, it is a whole package deal. We implement all the tools that Google looks for in order to rank you higher as an individual company amongst your competitors and move you up on the map listing. So it's a whole package deal that we implement for you. Now, it's also offered to you on a 2-month verbal agreement. That's how we start off the services. And then the pricing is set on a month-per-month basis regardless of the 2-month verbal agreement. But we offer it that way because it makes us performance-based. We've been in business for 17 years, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the third month moving forward, it's up to us to provide you results within the first 2-month time frame. Now, we did qualify you for our Platinum package. It does have all the tools that's needed in order for you to be very successful with our company online. It would get you a website, a .com website. We would be able to get you found outside of your local area by implementing Facebook ads, and it has other tools that Google looks for, like I said, in order to rank you higher. Now, normally, without any of the discounts implemented, it normally runs at the original rate of $599 with a $299 programming fee. That's what people see on our website. But what I'm able to do for you today, Avert, is I'm going to be waiving the programming fee entirely and giving you a 50% reduced cost from the $599, getting you in at just $299 flat. There's no other hidden fees on top of that or surcharges. And like I said, the setup fee, that would be waived entirely.
And so that's $300 a month, you said?
Correct, with no contracts. Now, everything that you would receive, Avert, is going to be complete Google local optimization setup. You'd be placed under the map found as a top recommended option. And then what we would also be providing for you would be first page placement on Bing Local as well. Both of these spotlight positions on the front page of the search engines give your clients the capability of calling you directly if those are the avenues they're searching from. Then what we would also be providing for you would be, along with the search engines, we give you 60 directory submissions. These are the directories that Google indexes on a day-to-day basis in order to help companies rank on the front page. So you'll be placed on the betterbusinessbureau.org, Yahoo, Yelp, Yellow Pages, City Search, Chamber of Commerce, U.S. Local Directory, etc. And then what we would also be providing for you is the mobile devices, and that's because nowadays everybody's doing internet searches from their cell phones. And their location's always changing whenever they're traveling. So what we're going to do for you, Avert, is mobily optimize your business. Excuse me. That way you show up from anybody searching from any kind of iPhone, any Android, and you're also going to show up on any tablet out there. And then what we would also be providing for you is the website. The website creation would be up and running for you within 5 business days. We also offer the hosting, the managing, and the maintenance of it. That way you never have to worry about doing it on your own, of course, but what we would do is also send you over an example of how it looks on that 5th business day. Once we get your approval that you like how it looks, we would then attach it to all of the listings. That way we're bringing it exposure and you're receiving more phone calls towards your company due to having the website attached there. And then also, to get you found inside of the 50-mile radius that you want to target within, we implement Facebook ads. Now, the Facebook ads would also target any city, town, or zip code that you would like to provide your services in, and we allow you to hand-select areas because you know the areas around you that may be a bit more profitable for you to work in or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here is to program you into the areas, making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. Okay. But I do have a question for you. After hearing the discounted rate of $299, I know it would vary depending on the size of job that you'd be taking on, whether it be because excavating always changes, but or the septic tank. So you do excavating and you do septic installation and repairs. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. Now let me ask: how many clients do you think we would need to bring you in order to offset the cost of the program and make it become profitable for you?
Probably at least 5 a month, if not 10.
by the month. Okay. And the reason I did ask that question is because I did type in, well, I typed in both of the services into our analytics. I wanted to see how many searches were conducted for excavating in the last 30 days. Now, in the last 30 days from the Belleville area and a 50-mile radius, it shows me excavating has been searched 1,012 times. Now, I'm not saying that we'd be able to bring you over 1,000 phone calls towards your company for excavating. I want to clarify that with you first. That's just not realistic whatsoever. But the goal
for us, absolutely, over here,
yeah, I would never lie to you like that. But it is realistic to let to get you the 5 clients that you're looking for a month. Now, the way we'd be able to do that for you, the way we'd be able to go about helping you with that is we go into each individual area and I'm listening.
Sorry, I didn't mean to butt in there. I'm just wondering how many calls do you get, or not calls, how many searches do you get a month for septic? That's most of my work,
yeah.
And I do excavating as well, but septic is kind of what I'm really looking for.
Okay.
The excavating always seems to kind of come.
Would it be septic installation, or you want me to type in septic repair?
It could be either or, because I do both. Mostly insulation would probably be the best one, but anything septic related, I guess, as long as it wasn't septic pumping.
Gotcha. Okay, well, septic installation, it shows me in a 50-mile radius from the Belver area, it's been searched. Well, just a little under 1,012, it shows me 987. Okay, now, like I said, not to say that we're going to be able to bring you over 980 phone calls towards your company. Like I said, those are just the amount of searches that were conducted in a 50-mile radius from the local area that you're in. But, like
right.
I said, it is our goal to get you a percentage of those searches that are being done. And, like I said, the way we're going to go about doing that for you is we would go into each individual area and program your company in front of the audiences that are already looking for your services with the Facebook ads. Once we get you found in front of the audiences that are already looking for the services you're offering, that will lead a large majority of those phone calls towards your company from those people that are doing that search, of course. And then also, what we found out is by having the phone calls come directly to you by consumers that are already out there looking for the services that you're offering, there's going to be a very likely chance of you landing that job from that consumer that's giving you that phone call. So it's just very important to be an option on the front page when that consumer's doing that search, of course. And then also, we offer targeted marketing. So I see that you offer a 50-mile radius outside of the local zip code that you're in, the 53508. But when it comes to servicing your clients, do you cap it off at the 50 miles, or does it really just depend on the job, on how far you decide to travel?
Yeah, definitely it depends on the job. And I mean, I have certain contractors that I work with now that we've definitely gone farther from, 50 miles. It just kind of, obviously if I'm a Bell, if somebody calls me from Sheboygan and is like, hey, can you come do a septic for me? I mean, that's 150-something miles, and yeah, that's a little far. If it was for a client that I already work with and says, hey, I don't want to find a new contractor, and I would like you to keep doing my work, I would say yes. You know, I mean, obviously, 150 miles is definitely a stretch and a bit extreme, but I'm just using it as an example.
Of course. Absolutely. And the reason I bring that up is because, like I said earlier, we're going to allow you to hand select any cities, towns, or zip codes that you would like to provide your services in. The reason we allow you to hand select areas is because you may know the areas around you that you like to work in or the areas that may be a bit more profitable for you. So the goal for us over here would be to program you into the areas that you like to work in but are also making the most bang for your buck, so to speak. But again, you know, that's why we offer the services here to start off with on a 2-month verbal agreement. It does strictly make us performance-based, but in order to keep you happy and coming back to us for the 3rd month moving forward, it's up to us to provide your results within that time frame. But I'm sure with all of the services that are included, you can see the value of giving the program a shot so we can prove to you how well it will work for your company, right?
Yep.
Okay. Well, it's definitely going to be something that we make you happy with, Abert, I can tell you that much. But in order to make sure that we would be representing you properly on the front page, what I would have to do here on the front end is just verify some information in regards to make sure that we have everything accurate here in regards to the company. All right?
Yeah.
Now, for the front page of Google, they do normally only allow one primary line of contact. Now, the number that we've been speaking on today, the 608-445-6479, would that be the best number for us and our clients to reach you on?
Yes, it would.
Okay, perfect. And then also, Abert, we have to get you PIN verified inside of the local area that you're in. That's what gets you the little dot that falls inside of the map that showcases the area that your business is located within. I found the address listed for you. The address listed for you is 6860 Frenchtown Road. Is that a business location, storefront, or is it a home?
It's my home, but I just that's my mailing address, and it's been my longest mailing address, so I kind of kept it that way. I have a couple different buildings for shops that I keep my equipment at, so just my mailing address more than anything.
Understood. Well, if it's a home address, we're never going to showcase that for the public to see. That will be hidden. But what we are going to do is draw a circle around the zip code that you're located in. That way consumers know the area you'd be coming to service them from, but they wouldn't know directions to where you live, of course.
Right, exactly. Now,
the zip code out there, just to clarify if I have it correct, though, is 53508. Is that accurate?
Yes.
Okay. And then also, I'm going off the business name right here, but is your last name Everson or Everson?
Everson, yes.
Everson. Okay, I'm sorry about that. And then
no problem.
Putting two and two together. And then also, Abert, when it comes to what's the best email address to use for you or your business?
Email address is DIG, like dig, dot
okay.
Everson, Everson, @gmail.com.
Okay, and then also, what are your hours of operation for the business? How do you like to operate it?
6 to 6.
Is that Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
Monday through Saturday.
Monday through Saturday. Okay, and are you closed altogether on Sundays?
Open for phone calls, but service work, I guess I don't know how I list it. I mean, we do some septic repair work, service on necessary. So I guess if you wanted to put like hours, you could easily put 6 to noon on Saturday or on Sunday,
Okay. All righty. 6 to 12 noon, and then also Monday through Saturday is going to be 6 to 6. Okay, perfect. And then also, Abert, when you're finished with a job, what methods of payments can you accept from your clients?
Can take card, check, or cash, obviously.
Okay, all three forms? Perfect. And then,
yep.
And then also, I see that you have a Facebook, that's already built, but did you have, like, any other forms of media, like an Instagram or anything like that?
No, just a Facebook page.
Okay, alrighty. And then also, is it geared towards the company? Or is it just kind of like a personal page?
Nope, it is geared towards the company.
Perfect. Alrighty. And then also, if we would have to get a hold of you in regards to the account that you have with us, how would you prefer us to reach you? Do you prefer a phone call, a text message, or an email?
My cell is best here, yeah.
Okay, so you want us to give you a phone call if we need to get a hold of you?
Yeah, yep. Yep.
Perfect. Okay. Alrighty. And then also what I'm doing right now is I'm taking the liberty of sending you over an email. The email is going to give you two forms of contact. You're going to have my phone number that's located at the very bottom of the email and client support's numbers at the very top of the email. That way, if I'm away from my desk or I'm out of the office, client support's going to be there in case you have any questions that you need answered or anything adjusted on the account.
Okay.
Yeah, you can reach a lot. Yeah, each and every time you try to call into one of these numbers, you can reach a live agent, me being one of them, and then like a live client support agent. And it does show me that the email sent over to you successfully. It's labeled client support, so that should be falling into your inbox here momentarily. And the last thing that we would need to do, Abert, in order for us to be able to secure the listing and start the programming, that would be securing the payment at the $299 discounted rate. What's going to work best for the company? Are you going to be utilizing a debit card, a credit card? What works best for the business?
A debit card, but of course I gave it to my wife today. She was
okay.
Running some errands for me, and I do not have my card on me.
Gotcha. When are you going to be with your wife?
I'll have my card back tonight, at like 7 o'clock. I mean, if you want to call back tomorrow morning, I mean, I'm totally fine with that too. And if you want to get payment from me then.
Yeah. So give me one second here. Right now it's about 4:02, right?
What's that? I'm sorry?
Right now it's about 4:02?
Correct,
o'clock?
Yes.
Okay. So there's a time difference. We start at 7 a.m., but let me see. I do have a call at 7 a.m., so would I be able to give you a call at maybe 10 in the morning? Or, can I do 10 a.m.?
Yep, that's just fine with me.
Okay. All right. I'll call you at 10 a.m. tomorrow. We'll go ahead and take payment information. Then what I'll do also is set you up for your client interview. That way we can gather all the information from you that's needed in order to make sure that we're representing you properly. Okay?
That sounds great.
But other than that, Abert, I did send you over my contact information. If you're with your wife before about 2 hours, we close at 4 Pacific Standard Time. So if you're with your wife any time before that, feel free to call into us. But if not, I'll go ahead and call you tomorrow at 10 a.m. But before we disconnect, did you have any other questions that I can answer or clarify for you in the meantime?
No, I don't think so. I guess so. Like when somebody does search like on Google and they find me or they find my ad, I mean, what does it come up with? It just comes up with literally just says Everson Excavating LLC and Septic or something like that.
Yeah, so basically it would have the company Everson Excavating LLC or however you want it displayed on the front page of Google. We're going to go over that with you tomorrow as well. And then also it would show up with your business name, and then to the right of that it would have a link to your website. Now, obviously, it's not going to have a directions link because you don't have a brick-and-mortar location or a showroom because it's a home location. So it's just going to be your business name, and it's going to be a link to your website.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah, no, that's great.
Mm-hmm. And then we're going to send you over an example of how everything looks before everything's promoted online. That way you have a general idea of how everything's going to be looking for you.
Okay.
All right. So I'll contact you tomorrow at 10 a.m. Abert, any other questions for me before we disconnect?
I don't think so, Tyler. I'll just talk to you tomorrow, and if I think of anything over the evening, I can hope to discuss with you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate your time, and you have a good night.
You too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.